I could just show up wherever.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying, though.
Yes. You're yeah. in ghost mode, so you can sneak yes. up on the children.
Only to the kids, though. Everyone else can see where I'm at.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because if I see that Hayden or Sienna is at, like, Teal Lake or whatever, and I go and check Snap, and they checked it, like, 2 minutes ago, then I can, like, cruise by and just see what they're doing. And they can't see where I'm at.
That is devious.
That's a dad thing. Yeah. That's something dad would have done. If Snapchat, like,
tracking you.
Were a thing back then, he totally would have done it.
I was in Marquette last night. So yesterday, I don't know if you can tell by my beautiful sunburn.
You got some color there.
Becca and I went to the basin for like 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
So we did that, and then Greg worked, but then he worked the door at the bar.
Do
like
you guys
11.
Just work at the Nickel now? Is that your side hustle?
No. Well, I would, but I can't because of my other work schedule.
Oh, okay.
So I did a
well because it's so early. You have to be up so early. For
that's
your
exactly
other job.
It. And if you work the door, you don't know if you're going to go home at 10 or 3.
Ugh.
Yeah, you have no idea. It just depends on how busy it is. So I did it once and it was fine. Greg did it last night and I just hung out at the bar and played cards.
Yeah.
Because I'm the old person that sits there and plays cards now at the bar. Not like the partiers.
That's, fuck it. That's fine.
And
so fat.
Coney Mike, the Coney truck.
Oh, yeah.
Is now a Coney trailer for right now called The Island.
That's super fun.
And they have all the same delicious food.
That's really cool.
They make like a chicken sandwich that has melted cheese, bacon. I want to say like there was barbecue sauce or something on it, but then like a thick ranch sauce and lettuce, tomato.
That sounds like a lot of stuff.
It was a lot of delicious stuff. I didn't get that. Greg got that.
Did you try it? Was it good?
Yeah. I always get BLTs everywhere I go.
You're like me with French onion soup. I get French onion soup anywhere I go.
That's the same thing.
If it's on the menu.
Yeah, if French onion's on the menu, I'm getting it. But we don't eat, Greg doesn't eat pork, so we don't eat it at home. So when I get the opportunity to have bacon.
You're like, yes.
I usually do.
Because everybody says like, oh, turkey bacon tastes the same.
No,
whatever.
It does not.
No, it does not.
Well,
I've had both and it doesn't.
It does on sandwiches, but if you're just eating it plain, like bacon and eggs, it's not good.
Like a heathen. Just you just cook up bacon and just eat a package of bacon?
No, like if it's a
but like a B&E. Bacon and eggs.
A B&E. No, if it's just plain bacon with eggs, then it's weird.
It is weird.
But if it's in a sandwich or wrap or like crumbled on something, then you can't really tell the difference. I mean you can, but it's a good substitute.
I don't eat any of that anymore.
I know.
Because of cooties.
That is so freaking weird.
It's so weird, but it's just, I don't know. It's in my head and I don't like it.
The pussy green chicken nugget?
Bleh. Yes.
I had chicken nuggets like 2 days ago.
I can't
Sometimes
even.
I crave weird food and I've been exercising more.
Oh, so you're going to be all over the place.
So some days I'm like, I'm going to have a salad and like a wrap.
Yeah.
And then other days.
I'm going to have all of the ice cream.
Yeah.
And chicken nuggets.
They were delicious, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I bought Incogmeato, which is the Morningstar meat.
Yeah.
And they're chicken nuggets, like fake chicken nuggets in Mickey shapes.
Are they good?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet, but I'll let you know.
I'm
going to throw them in the air fryer.
When I've done the veggie times in my life, I don't eat fake meat.
I suppose. It's like being an alcoholic and drinking NA, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same thing.
I just cut it all out. And anytime, like in tacos, beans.
Right. That's what I've been doing.
Enchiladas, same thing. Like just rice and beans. And I just don't. It's like eating non-dairy ice cream. Like I'm just not going to eat it.
Right. Anyway. Thanks for making me feel like shit.
No, you can eat all of the...
I just want to try it. I want to try it and see
tofurky
if it's
good. Tofurky you want.
Tofurky, never. I'm never going to...
You're never eating a tofu turkey?
No. What? Was that in Everybody Loves Raymond where they wanted to make a tofu turkey and it was like the worst ever?
Oh, I don't know. It was like on a sitcom though.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think we've been recording.
So
Oh, perfect. We might have to cut some of that front out then.
I don't care. It hasn't been that long.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to go to Las Vegas in Army of the Dead, which is a 2021 zombie horror flick done by Zack Snyder, who also did the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
I know.
Did he do 300?
Fun fact number one. He's done so much shit. Like, I just... Justice League, like, Mike. We just need to leave it at that. So many things.
So, wait, he did the new Dawn of the Dead.
Yes.
That makes so much sense.
It does. To me. When you watch Army of the Dead, it'll make sense.
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, Army of the Dead, I'll let you get into the characters in a second.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
The main character, so, never mind. I was going to give, like, the plot, but, like...
We can do whatever we want. This is, like, our 28th or 29th episode. I feel like we can just...
It's like Zombieland meets Ocean's 11.
I would definitely say that, for sure. First of all... And we were talking about this on Snap, and I wanted to get it out of you. Did you like it? Was it entertaining?
Okay.
Yes.
This is...
I want
I know point. We usually save this to the end, right. But we're just... Whatever.
It's fine.
I thought it was very entertaining.
Yes.
I would watch it again.
Absolutely.
Yep. I would recommend it to people. But...
As a zombie movie...
They... used so much shit from other films that it got to the point where I was just like, oh, that's just like that. That's just like that. Yes. That's just like that. So if and you've seen a lot of like action zombie type stuff.
It was hard to keep track of. Like it was a lot of pulling from other ones, which I mean, it makes sense. Like,
yeah. And fun. I will point them out as we go.
Yeah,
through.
For sure. So this is an extremely loaded cast. I personally wrote down 14 of the main characters. Probably not going to say all of their names correctly.
I don't even do 14. Don't even do 14. Just do like Batista and his daughter.
Dave Batista is the main character in the film.
Scott Ward.
And then his daughter is Ella Purnell as Kate, who she played Emma in Miss Peregrine. The blonde that can float.
The floating one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I recognized her immediately when I saw face. Her. And
yeah.
I was just like, ah, the big, beautiful eyes. And
I didn't do any of this because there's just so many people.
There's so many people. So if.
Other than the helicopter pilot, I did look her up because she looked familiar and she's a famous comedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to get into the entire cast just because there are so many people. But
it's big and they're all good.
If you're interested, IMDb that shit and do that. Like the guy that plays Tanaka plays Scorpion in the new Mortal Kombat.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And he was in Sunshine.
Yes.
And Wolverine. Yeah.
I didn't recognize him from Wolverine, but I think I only saw that once. But Sunshine I've seen a lot.
Just too many people. Oh, and this was super cool, too. The girl that plays Lily was in...
The Coyote, right?
Yep. Okay. Was in Maniac, who the director also directed High Tension.
Okay.
Yep.
It took me a second to follow that.
All right. Let's just get into it.
Okay. So there is a zombie outbreak. They contain it to Vegas. A very rich casino owner hires a band of...
a band of misfits.
Yes, of mercenaries to go in and...
His own band of suicide squad.
Yeah, it's like his suicide squad. He sends them in to recover, $200 million?
It's an insane amount of money. Yeah.
Yeah. So before they blow up all of Las Vegas.
Yeah, because they're going to nuke it. And there's a lot of, like, political turmoil on whether the people in there are really infected, of course, would happen.
Of course. And there could be survivors in there.
Yep.
You don't know.
Yep.
How long do you think it's been? Like, what's the timeline?
So all of the vegetation and stuff is dead in the quarantine zone.
If the power went out in Vegas, it would be dead in like a week. Because it's all fake. Like, not fake, but it's all water.
Like a month? Maybe. No. Do you think longer?
So the way they contain the zombie mutants,
which is insane.
That they contain them?
No, that they contain a virus like this.
I am legend.
Oh yeah, no shit.
Anyway, like I said, I'm going to like throw so much stuff like that.
There's a lot.
They contain it by like dropping like railroad cars, like train cars, all around Vegas, which had to have taken who knows how long.
Okay, yeah, now that you
say
that.
So they're stacked up to build a wall.
Yep.
A year?
Okay, we'll go with that because you're right. It would take forever to do that.
And then there's like a survivor camp of like quarantined people outside of the wall.
Yes.
That had maybe been in contact, blah, blah, blah. That's all shady.
It's super hinky.
So they have like the camp outside of the wall. I thought, and they do, okay, the opening scene, well, not really the initial scene, not like the credits slow motion scene.
Because that was like 15 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
The credits.
So they show like a Vegas wedding. It's just like two people posing by the sign.
Yes.
Leaving Vegas. At the same time, there's a bunch of military guys. They're hauling an unknown like payload.
Yeah, like none of them know what it is. And they're throwing out like the Ark, the Staff of Ra, like all of these things.
Yeah, is it a UFO? Yep. Is it this or that? Because it's just basically like a big vault.
Yeah.
So they're carrying that. They're laughing and joking around. The girl.
Why not? It's nighttime. Just pull over.
She decides to give her new husband a wedding gift while he's driving.
Just pull over. Ugh.
Yeah.
That annoyed me, but.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Why don't they just pull over?
Right.
And then they get in a head-on collision.
Yeah, the car swerves and like hits the
He's not the paying attention to the road and hits
a, get your shit together.
Yeah. So then the door opens on the vault and basically
I thought I had something written down that was clever, but I'm like looking over my notes.
Not as good as head on collision.
Not as good as that one. That was pretty good.
So the door opens, the military guys all get out and like surround, you know.
Well, and they're talking to like the mothership and the woman is saying like, no, don't even go near it. Like,
yeah. So the radio is saying, get away. Like,
and what do?
They don't get away.
They don't get away.
They don't get away at all.
No, none of them do.
Basically, one of the creatures from I Am Legend mixed with the Hulk jumps out and like just starts cracking skulls.
Yeah, because when we say that this is like a zombie film, like it is a zombie film. If you're bit, like you turn into one, whatever. But Patient Zero is definitely like a bioweapon of the United States.
Yes, he is some type of like weird super soldier thing gone wrong. And I noticed that too when there's like the big herd of them.
Yeah.
And they're all like, did you notice the veins in their head were kind of like glowy
blue? Yeah, they're like glowy blue with the alpha zombies.
Yes. So how did that work? Like if the alpha bites someone, they turn into
an alpha.
Like whatever he is.
Yeah. But then how did the other zombies turn into just like, zombies?
What kind of zombies?
Oh.
Brains.
Brains. Because there are two different zombie types in this film. There is the alpha zombies, which are the blue one. Or not, they're not blue, but they like...
They look like the
yeah
the ones from I Am Legend.
And they're a lot more, like, they're a lot stronger, a lot faster. They
yeah.
seem to, like, think.
They communicate with each other.
Yeah, and then there's, like, the bumbling zombies.
I think they call them shamblers.
Shamblers.
In this.
Mm-hmm.
Then the two guys almost escape, but they don't. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just turn, like...
They turn into, like, the whatever Zeus he is.
Zeus gets them. Zeus is, like...
Is Zeus the main one?
The main zombie. Okay. Yeah.
Patient then Zero. The intro is basically Dawn of the Dead meets Zombieland.
I love the intro.
It's slow motion.
I thought, like, it was so
super
cool.
Super intense kills, just like
yes,
Zombieland.
I liked the portrait.
I did like that.
Scene of that. So as, like, you get glimpses of, like, a few people, I think, like, two or three main people. There's Dave Bautista, and then there's, like, two other people. Mm-hmm. And it shows them, like, battling the Horde and, like, all of these things. And then it shows them in, like, a, like, with a backdrop and stuff with a photo of their family.
Of their family.
It's cool. I thought it was neat.
I thought that was neat, too. I guess this, like, ties it together, too, because it was Viva Las Vegas.
Yep.
But it was the Richard Cheese version.
Which is the same guy.
Which is the same guy that did...
the one from Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah. Dawn of the Sickness. Mm-hmm. So I recognized him right away.
Yeah.
And yep. Greg immediately grabbed his phone to look it up. I really liked in the intro, my favorite kill was the body that just, like, disintegrates in machine gun fire.
Yes.
Like,
that was
it's
really
disgusting,
cool.
But
I liked
it, like, vaporizes.
I liked the showgirls attacking the guy in the fountain.
Yes.
That was super cool.
Was that the guy where, like, the one shot is just, like, his crotch, essentially, yes. And, like, his, like, little leopard undies?
Yeah. Buckle in, folks, because this might be a long one.
No, I don't want it to be a long one. It's too hot in here.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I want to go back to my air conditioning.
You have air conditioning?
We have central air.
I didn't know you did.
It's because I turn it off when you come over because I don't want you to feel bad.
Kidding. Okay, Mom. That's like something she would do. She'd be like, well.
Mom would not. She'd be like, don't you love my air conditioning? It's so true. Great in my AC. No.
You can come over and stay with me.
She says that to me, too.
She says, we should probably do that. Love you, Mom.
All right. So 96 hours before they blow up Vegas forever.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Ward is flipping burgers at a little diner outside the city. I think a lot of them that were, like, the big fighters.
Yeah.
Just kind of went to, like, chill, like, low key.
Yep.
They're going to blow it up on Independence Day.
Timed with the fireworks.
And I think at some point, one of the, like, TV news things that pops mm-hmm. up says, because the president thought it would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a comment, but this isn't a political podcast.
Yeah. So then they decide. So then they're evacuating. Sorry, I'm like.
That's okay. No, it's totally fine.
They're going to blow it up 96 hours. So they're spending that time evacuating, like, the tent city outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are they. They're just evacuating them to another camp.
They're evacuating. Yeah.
They're not, like, yeah. letting everybody go home.
And that's where Ward's daughter, Kate, is. She is there.
She's a volunteer there.
Yeah.
So that's the first time you meet her. Because one of the people that she's gotten to be friends with is a woman with two little kids.
Mm-hmm.
This woman hatches a plan that she's going to hire the coyote.
Which, did you catch that tie-in to iZombie?
What?
So, in iZombie, in the later episodes...
I haven't seen the most recent.
Do you want me?
Go ahead.
Okay. That's fine. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the end season of iZombie, just, like, go through about 10 seconds. Liv is called the Coyote because she shuttles people in and out of the quarantine zone in Seattle.
No, that's what it's called when you is do it? That. You're called the Coyote.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well,
if you're, like, smuggling
people
or maybe even smuggling things.
The more you know. I didn't know that.
When you're smuggling people.
Okay.
So, like, if you're fleeing somewhere, you would hire a coyote to be, like, your guide.
Okay, because the woman, Lily, has, like, super short blonde hair.
She does look
heavy
a little
eye
bit
makeup,
like Liv.
Like, well.
Do you think intentionally?
I don't know if it was intentional, but yeah. I thought it was cool. I'm in my brain. I think that's how that went.
So then I think this actually happens before it. Scott Ward is given a, what is that called?
An ultimatum.
Not an ultimatum.
Is
a proposition.
A proposition.
By
Tanaka.
Tanaka comes to him. He's like, this is the deal. Let me know. He gives him a night to think about it. Mm-hmm. So then Ward decides to, like, build this team. He needs certain things. He needs a safe cracker.
Of course.
And he needs a helicopter pilot. Yep. And a mechanic. Just like all these random people. Mm-hmm. Which he knows. Do you know any helicopter pilots?
I do, actually.
I do, too. Well, from Greg's work.
Do okay. I know a safe cracker?
I do not know anyone that can crack a safe.
No.
Like this guy.
Yeah.
So he takes the deal. The team is very much like Ocean's 11 or Gone in 60 Seconds. It like gives a little flash.
Ramshackle team.
He also offers them all a different amount of money.
Yeah.
Like the kind of gangster guy, he offers like $50,000.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, $50,000, that's great. I'm going to get a crew together.
Yeah.
It might have been $500,000.
I can't 50, remember. 000.
It was low. And then, like, the helicopter pilot, he offers $2 million.
Which she is just like, I don't even need to know what it is. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
She's like, well, it's a mission where you need a helicopter pilot, so I'm in. I don't care what it is.
Yeah. She's funny. I like that actress a lot.
I haven't seen her in anything else. I looked her up because she just seemed like she'd be a comedian or like...
What's Tig? Tig Notaro?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that how you say Tig?
Maybe.
I thought it was. Mimeology.
But she actually never met Dave Bautista on set. They digitally... Any scene with them both in it... There's some drama that I don't really want to get into with the person that they were going to have do it.
Okay.
I'll tell you after. Because I talked to Mike about it and I was just
You're going
to
leave it out?
I'm going to leave it out because we don't need to go into that. But okay. Yeah, she was digitally put in.
Well, really, they don't have any... All the scenes could be digital between them. They don't have... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell me after.
She's freaking hilarious, though.
Peters, is that her last
yep.
name? Okay. Then they do I really like the montage of them like all gathering up weapons.
Yes.
What I did not like is the cover of Bad Moon.
I didn't like it either.
I'm kind of like, meh, I don't know how I feel
with
about that.
With that one, I don't know. I feel like it's just the classic. And normally like I'm really open to covers and stuff, but.
Yeah, he gathers his team. did you think that... Dieter, is that his name?
I don't know.
Did you think he looked like a blonde baby Cillian Murphy?
Yeah.
His face, like if you just looked at their faces without their hair.
He had a lot of like weapons training before this, so he had to like dumb himself down for.
Really?
He's been in a lot of like action movies
stuff?
And stuff. So yeah.
That actor. I'll be looking for that actor again because
he's
adorable.
Cute. And I can't remember. I thought I wrote down. No. Never mind.
One thing that I wondered about, too, is so they all meet together with Tanaka.
Mm-hmm.
They go through the plan.
Yep.
He has, like, blueprints and
If only the plan went as well as it showed.
In every film ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they ever think... about the weight limit of the helicopter.
Because there are like 10 people.
$500 million in it.
And $500 million. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't think so. We actually, so we were playing D&D Friday night, and every person in our party got 250,000 gold. Mm-hmm. And it was similar to that situation. Like, how much does that weigh? Like, a bazillion pounds.
You'd
how
have would to, you like, carry hide it? It.
Like,
it's you'd just either insane. Have to hide it and just take a little when you needed it.
Yep.
Or you would have to get, like, insanely expensive armor that someone would kill you for.
Yes. Like the Mandalorian.
Yes, like the Mandalorian. Maybe that's where I got the idea.
Maybe.
So, Scott goes to his daughter because she works at the camp, and she's like his ticket in.
Yeah.
Because she introduces him to the coyote who is going to lead them.
Yeah.
Lead them in.
She had, so going back a little bit, the coyote had led in Kate's friend,
Gita,
mm-hmm. had led her into Las Vegas to, like, get her cousin or family member or something that she thought was still alive in there.
Oh, I didn't think that it was that. I thought she was going in to get money to buy, well, probably was that it? Too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
She went in to get money because all she needed was, like, $5,000 to, like, buy her way through the guards and get out of there.
How do you feel about the guard?
I think he got exactly what he deserved.
Me too. I am ashamed when I saw his first name, because his first name is Dad's name. It's Bert.
I know.
I was like, ugh.
Why do you feel bad? Oh,
it's
because
gross.
Like the character name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that guy's didn't a like dick.
Him. Scott talks to his daughter. Then he talks to the coyote about getting in. The coyote did take Gita in, and Kate is super upset about that. She actually,
she's pissed.
Yeah, yeah, she punches her because Gita never came back out.
Yeah.
She insists that she is going to go with Scott's team into Vegas.
Yes. Which, I think, who, Kate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's believable or not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if she'd want to go in.
But if she'd been in quarantine with Gita for like
but
a year.
Her friend.
Her friend. She might be
yeah,
super attached.
Yeah, she's really attached
well,
to the
that
kids.
And like Gita has two kids and Kate doesn't want the kids growing up like without their mom, you know.
So the next, they get in and I feel like they got in like very easily.
Yeah, so the coyote or Lily. Also, she insists that the guard goes.
Yes. She starts talking about the plan, like, kind of loud. And, oh, we need another guy. We need da-da-da. And she's
clever.
Yes. The guard gets in on it right away.
Yeah. She's like, oh, well, we'll give you, like, $20,000. And the guard's like, hell yeah. Like, what do I need to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's all about, like, going with them. They get in really easy. I don't feel like...
I know.
That was super difficult. So...
Give him the hair tie.
I know. He's, like, holding my hand. It's real cute.
My cat is on the table, like, messing
holding
with...
my hand.
Yeah.
One thing that pissed me off about the next scene is there's mountains of zombies everywhere.
Yep.
That have just dehydrated from being out in the sun. And Lily, coyote,
mm-hmm.
she says, yeah, you should see it when it rains. Yet it never rains. And I'm expecting this like super cool scene where
with
they, like
the lightning flashing and they all,
and
like,
they all
start
rehydrating.
Ooh,
to attack.
Or that'd be super cool.
Or they're just like, maybe they're like a mud puddle with bones in it. Like
that'd be super cool, but
it
they
kind
didn't
of
do it.
There might be a sequel.
Maybe I could see that happening.
Yeah. One of the guys on the team too. The only like odd duck kind of was sent by Tanaka to go
with
them.
Yeah. So there's this band of misfits, and we'll like get into all of that in a minute. But there's one like super military guy. His name's Martin, and he was sent in by Tanaka as like an overseer or something to make sure everything's going to plan.
And you immediately know he's shady because, like,
he's shady as fuck.
Like Paul Reiser in Aliens.
No shit. Yes.
Oh, let's send. Oh, you guys all have it together. You're like this team. You've been together a long time. Oh, I want to send in one of my own guys, too.
Yeah.
Shady.
Hinky. All I need to say.
Then you get introduced to Valentine, the zombie tiger.
I have a story about Valentine.
Is Valentine a real Sigmund?
Yes. Or
what? But Siegfried and Roy.
Yes. They sent, before Tiger King was released on Netflix, Zack Snyder sent a person to videotape one of Carol Baskin's tigers.
Shut up.
Yep. So Valentine
is based on one of...
Sapphire is based on Sapphire, which, if you're in the Florida area, can go to the Big Cat Rescue and see Sapphire.
Well, now it's on my list that I have to go see Sapphire.
But yeah, that's who Valentine is based off of.
I had a problem with this.
Ooh, okay.
Problem. Yes. It was very cool.
It was super cool.
Zombie tiger. But... if there can be zombie tigers...
why are there not zombie birds?
And zombie mice.
And zombie mice.
And zombie bats and zombie house cats that could easily get over that barricade.
Didn't you see the second Resident Evil with the crows?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
So it could just spread uncontrollably then.
Yeah.
You're going to have zombie field mice.
Ooh, can you imagine?
Yeah. And this is just like, I'm not even going to get into birds. You can just do mammals. You know, a big cat can get infected.
Because there are other
big
cats in Vegas. Yeah.
And that big cat could get over those walls, I bet.
For sure. If it wanted to. Yeah. But maybe they don't want to. You heard Lily talk about the hierarchy.
I guess. Then they use the bastard guard as a bargaining chip. Ugh.
And everybody is like super against it. And then Lily Coyote is like, no, like, well, he's raping people in the camp.
They don't say raping, but they heavily imply that he's doing horrible things to these people.
Yes.
But that leads into more, like, they go in and they know there's, like, the shambler-type zombies. Mm-hmm. No one outside of the wall has heard about the smart alphas.
No, which you would think someone...
there'd be, like, drone footage or something. So she just knows everything about it. So she...
well, she's been, like, going in and out for, like... however long.
Yeah.
So she kind of knows what's going on in there.
She shoots the guard in the leg and uses him as like...
a bartering chip.
Yeah. So they... it basically like pays for her passage.
Yeah, because normally people can come and go into Vegas as far as the zombies are concerned, but you, in order to like get further into the city, you have to barter with the alphas.
And didn't you think that like the queen was a little bit like Enchantress, like?
Yes.
In both outfit and body movements. Yes. And
yes. Yeah.
It might be like the headdress thing that she wears.
It was a lot of things. I should have Mike watch that part too when she like comes up over one of the railroad cars or whatever, because she's very
Enchantress.
Yes.
So yeah, she takes them, hauls them off. Fair trade, I guess. I just wrote crazy witch stripper.
Crazy witch stripper. Yeah, she comes down and then like Zeus is there too with her, and Zeus like drags the guard away. Yeah.
So they have to pass through, I'm assuming, a building to get to the building that they actually...
yeah.
And I really like when the pilot goes into detail about, like, okay, who's most important?
Yes.
That's She's a, like, that's obviously funny. The safecracker is the most important, but like, I'm the pilot, so I should be like next, right?
Like I'm the second most important person.
Yeah. And I thought that was really funny. And I think the dialogue and the whole thing is really good.
Yeah.
There was never a part where they said something and I'm like, oh, that's cheesy.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't really say that. Or
I enjoyed it. And I do like that the safecracker Dieter is wearing Guardians of the Galaxy headphones, the orange ones.
I didn't even notice that.
Mm-hmm.
So they shoot to a scene, or kind of skip over to the guard, and he's now in their fortress.
Yes.
So all of the zombies live in the Olympus? Casino Motel?
I thought the Olympus was where the safe was.
Oh.
Or Sodom and Gomorrah, the two towers.
I've never been to Vegas, so I don't even know. They're in one big hotel.
Yeah.
Casino structure.
Yes.
Did you think that Enchantress was pregnant?
I don't like the idea of zombie babies anyway. I think it's ridiculous.
It is bizarre. But she's standing. And Zeus, like, kneels down and kind of...
to her stomach.
And puts his head, like, next to her stomach.
I thought something was going on.
And I was like, ooh.
Zombie baby.
Zombie baby.
The only time a zombie baby is acceptable in a movie is when the woman is human and she's pregnant, like Luca
or... Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
And she gets turned and then her baby gets turned from being inside of a zombie.
Yes.
Only exception.
Only that one. I'm sure there are other ones,
but.
So the path that they have to take through this building is through a bunch of Silent Hill nurses.
Terrified me. And Silent Hill nurses. Absolutely.
Did you?
I put two and two together.
So when light is not on the like slower shambler zombies, they just go into like hibernation. So you can walk between them.
You just can't really touch them a ton.
You can't touch them a ton and you can't make any noise.
Yeah.
So they have
Silent Hill nurses.
They are. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they, Scott leads away and he has little glow sticks and he's making a path.
Which is smart.
Smart.
Yeah. Well, Dave Bautista, okay, first of all, is a huge guy.
He's gigantic.
Can you imagine, like,
waiting through all these people?
I met him. So I have a story. I met him at C2E2, and he was...
What year?
It
wasn't a year that I went, because I would have wanted to meet him.
When I cosplayed Mary Jane Spider Lady.
So that was the year
before you went. No, it
was... The year after.
I can't remember.
Anyway.
But anyway, Mike and I go up to him, and he's just, like, this hulking dude.
Yeah.
He's so big. And he, like, made a joke about, like, getting my spider suit to wear. And I was just like, I don't think it would fit you.
It's not the Hulk's pants. Doesn't just one size fits all.
When this scene was happening, I was, like, picturing him, like, standing up at the table. And I was like, oh, my God. That's huge.
I did not write her name down. Wait, yes, I did.
Chambers.
Mm-hmm. And Martin is the other stupid guy.
Chambers, the actress that plays her, is in Wonder Woman. She plays an Amazon.
I was going to say, like, one of the amazing badass Amazons. Yeah. So Martin, a.k.a. Paul Reiser, an alien... They kind of, like, get snarky with each other. So he takes one of the glow sticks and their path and, like, chucks it down the wrong way.
Yeah, because Chambers is at the end because she didn't want Martin at the end to, like, do something hinky.
No, so he's in front of her.
Yeah.
And does something horrible.
Yeah.
So she... Oh, that's so scary. She goes off course and is in, like, a separate room.
Yeah.
Just surrounded. And has... What are you looking at?
He's just weird. He's such a weird cat.
He has to be the center of attention.
Okay.
Oberon's podcast.
I know.
Crinkling my papers. so she gets off course. It ends up a are you taking a picture of him?
I am. Okay.
A tray falls and that like wakes them all up. God. And she's surrounded.
That poor woman. I liked her too. Like
I did too.
Yeah.
I thought she was cool. Did you notice too, this goes back to like the alien aliens reference. Do you remember Vasquez?
Vasquez? I think it's Vasquez.
I thought you said it was Vasquez.
That's okay, but yeah.
Yes.
She's bandana.
The red bandana. Mm-hmm. She's like super kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they kind of like leave her. Like everybody's fighting. Well, because, it's like frantic. Nobody knows where she is even. And then she like busts through a window and
she's holding her own for quite some time.
She reminded me of Legolas.
Yeah. Just like every, boom, boom, boom.
She just killed, I bet she killed 20.
At least. She's keeping track for sure in her head.
I'm sure she was counting.
Do you think I have a lot of issues with shooting firearms in like a closed contained area because you would be deaf.
That is something that film logic just throws right out the window. Okay.
Because
people getting shot in cars and no one even like so much as touching their ear like oh, that was really loud.
There are a couple movies and I can't think of them off the top of my head, but I can see them in my brain. And I'm like, OK, they did it right. Because in a closed area, if you shoot even a pistol, it's like it would be deafening.
Yeah. Shooting guns are loud.
Guns are loud.
And they make them not as loud.
Like, they have, like, huge, like, machine guns, and they're just, like, blowing them all over the place. And I'm like, you would have tinnitus.
I always thought that about Pulp Fiction.
Yes!
When the guy gets shot in the car.
Yes.
I'm like, really? Like, I don't know.
But then it would make a movie interesting if you see two guys in the front seat put in earplugs. And then just like turn around and shoot.
That would
someone.
Be good in like a hitman type movie.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. As they're like
why are you putting in earplugs and you turn around and shoot the guy?
Yeah.
That'd anyway. Be good. Somebody listening, please use that. Make a movie. So she like takes out a ton. I'm kind of bummed that people see her like fighting them
and no one does anything.
And they don't really do more.
Mm-hmm.
They find out too, as they like move through this casino, that Tanaka had other teams go in because they find blueprints. What?
I read something that I wrote down when they were, sacrificing that guard.
What?
That Lily says to him, he's like pleading for his life and he's like, I have a mother, and she looks at him and she says, well, everyone has a mother, cunt. That was good. Anyway,
that was a good one.
But yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I only watched it 2 days ago and I already forgot.
I watched it yesterday.
So the coyote and I just wrote dick bag number two.
Yeah.
Are kind of a distraction. Kate and Scott go to the generator because they need,
they need power. Like
they need power. Yeah. They need power to get down to the safe.
Yeah, Martin and the coyote are outside, like, doing kind of patrol of the hotel.
Then I knew either Kate or Scott was going to die in this moment. I mean, neither of them do in this moment.
No.
But I knew one of them was going to die because they had this, like, reconnection. Like, let's talk it out. Because Scott had killed Kate's mom because she'd turned.
Yeah.
And he killed her to save Kate.
Yeah.
So he always thought that Kate, like, hated him for it.
I think he just, like, got in his head about it.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And, like, and didn't want to talk to Kate anymore and was like, no, I killed your mom. Like, you must hate me. Bye. And just, like, left.
Well, yeah. Like, he thought that she hated him. And the reason that she didn't get in contact with him is because he didn't get in contact with her. So it's just kind of like, yeah. But they had like that chat and I'm like, oh man, one of them's going to die.
For sure. And it happens later on with another character and Scott too.
Yes. sometimes though, heart to hearts like this, they both get away.
Like in...
As above, so below. Yep. This one, not so much.
God.
Yeah, don't confess your feelings.
Don't confess your feelings at all.
I thought it was really cute when Dieter shoots the zombie outside the vault. Because he goes down with...
He's not a zombie killer. Like, he's never killed one before.
No. When they're reenacting... Or they're, like, doing a reenactment of how it's going to go down when they're talking about it with Tanaka. And he's like, how do we kill them? He had, like, all these funny questions.
And he's wearing, like, a really tight white polo with, like, stripes on it and, like, khaki pants. And, like, he's just, he's adorable.
Yeah. I thought it was cute how he got, like, all fired up. Then when they talk about them being kind of, like, in hell.
In, like, a... And it being purgatory.
Like, like an infinite loop, like, because they see dead soldiers and they're like, maybe that's us.
This is
Vanderho.
Yeah.
I
like his character a lot.
Oh, I do too. He goes down there. Was there another guy too or no?
There's another guy. There's Vanderho and then there's Vanderho. And then there's Guzman goes down there, which is the guy... that shoots Chambers, gas can. We didn't talk about that, but that's a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. He's down there, too. So when Chambers is fighting, and she gets all bit up, Guzman?
I think it's Guzman. Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Mikey shoots her gas tank that she's carrying on her back. They're all carrying, what, like...
Like 10-gallon gas tanks on their back.
It's not. They're like
5 gallons.
5 gallons.
That would be heavy as fuck, though.
Ten pounds would be like 80. Ugh. 10 gallons of gas would be like 80 pounds.
That's a lot.
90 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
So they're all carrying gas. Well, once she gets all bit up, he shoots the gas tank, which and it explodes. I think some of them are carrying like helicopter fuel, though.
Yeah.
And some of them are carrying gas for the generator.
Yes.
I didn't notice this, but Pat pointed it out that they put like 5 gallons of gas into that generator and it powers the whole casino and hotel.
Logic isn't.
Because everything like fires up, like the slot,
like right away.
Slots come back on. And I feel like if it was an emergency generator, it would just be like the exit signs.
Yeah.
Elevators.
Yes. Like the main.
They make it look like way brighter and more fun than it actually would be, I think. So Coyote meets with the queen again, and dickbag number two captures the queen and saws her head off.
Yeah, and she thought, like, Coyote thought that he only needed, like, a vial of blood for his boss, so that's why, like, she kind of went along with it. And then when she finds out that it was cutting her head off, like, with a wire...
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this is going to be bad. Like, what did you do? And kind of like flips out on him
like
a little bit.
Like in Hereditary.
Yes.
The head sign.
Yeah. No. No. And so the queen lets out a horrific scream. And of course, Zeus is just like, hell no. Like, you're all going to die.
Yeah. And they communicate with like bird sounds and like clicks and like weird.
Like every alien movie.
It's just like a big combo of like weird sounds. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Zeus hears it.
And so Martin, or dickbag number two, puts the head in a bag. And that's the entire reason why they went in there.
Yeah. So then like this whole nother thing. Tanaka wasn't after the money. Well, he was after the money because... They could get the head and get the blood and use it for, like,
military
crap, warfare.
Which would
shit.
Totally happen.
I did, like, so down in, like, the safe area, there's a series of booby traps mm-hmm. leading up to the safe. And they're supposed to be non-lethal.
Supposed to be.
So the first one, because they have to like set off all the booby traps to get to the actual mm-hmm. safe. The first one is darts. Yeah. The second one is machine guns. And then the third one is two gigantic like doors that crash together and like crush whoever's in between. Blech. So in order to find the booby traps, what's his name?
Vanderhoe.
He catches zombies and brings them down and then like sets them free to mm-hmm. like get, but they don't want to follow him, or they don't want to go towards the safe. They want to go towards the people. So he takes a hand and puts it in the microwave so it's hot, and then he chucks it towards the safe so that the
zombie...
It worked. And was it his own hand?
I think so.
Like, he cut off the zombie's hand, microwaved it, threw it, and then he went through all the things. What?
It's just funny. This was entertaining to me.
It was very entertaining.
Not, like, funny stupid. It was funny entertaining.
Yes. Then they find out that they don't want to blow up Las Vegas on the 4th of July. And they don't want to wait another day because, obviously, if the longer they wait, the less likely it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So they bump it up by 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So now they have, like,
an hour and a half.
To get all the money and get out of there, which is very unrealistic.
It's extremely unrealistic. But not a lot in this movie is very realistic.
What are you talking about? I thought this was a documentary.
Zombie tigers.
Vegas is still there?
Vegas is a ton of fun. And, like, I've been there once. I don't drink or gamble, but it's a ton of fun.
It sounds like it would be a blast.
Pun.
No, I didn't. It wasn't even a pun. It's just not drinking or gambling in the center of drinking and gambling.
But there are a lot
of shopping. And, yeah.
That was my first like striptease show I saw too.
Really?
That was super cool. Yeah, we went with, Mike and I went with Matt and Amy, and it was like a showgirl show, and it was a ton of fun. Yeah.
So Zeus is on a zombie horse, which was pretty badass.
Yeah.
And he takes the body of the queen. Right around this time, they get into the safe.
Which, so, I do want to say something about the safe, though. When Dieter is, like, working on the safe, music is playing. Do you know what other film that music has been in? I mean, it's been in a lot of stuff, but I'm thinking...
I don't know, because now all I can think of is if he's, like, trying to solve a puzzle, is, like, the Jeopardy music.
Excalibur.
Oh, okay.
Because it's one of Zack Snyder's favorite movies. So he wanted to use that.
I would not have recognized that.
And it's done in a couple scenes with Dieter. Yeah.
Hmm.
As soon as you listen to it again, you're totally going to know. I'll have to listen to it,
yeah. Because I saw that. I did look up the music credits, mm-hmm. and I saw that there was some more.
It's a funeral march, I want to say.
Yes.
It's Seyfried's funeral march. Sure. And it's, anyway. It was real cool.
So he takes the body back, and there's, like, he, like, digs into her stomach, and there's, like, weird zombie baby.
Yeah.
Zombie fetus.
Zombie fetus. Not a baby yet. Fetus.
Yeah, and that was kind of weird.
Doesn't the baby is, like, glowing blue, and then it, like, dies.
Yeah, it's kind of like alien.
Alien-esque.
Alien-ish.
Yeah.
He's
not very happy about this.
No, he's not very happy. And then all of the other, like, alpha zombies, they get all fired up. then Maria, the mechanic, that's when she tells Scott that she went into the deal for him, and they were kind of a thing, but then they weren't. And they have this, like, real sweet conversation until the elevator doors open.
Yeah, because Kate is missing now.
Kate's missing.
She goes to find Geeta, and Scott's like, I can't leave without her. Like, I'm not leaving without her.
Yeah.
Whatever. And everybody's like, ugh, just whatever. And Maria's like, her. Oh, I'll help you. Like, let's go get her. And then she's leading her and
everyone
Scott
else is packing
to the
up
elevator.
The money.
Yeah, everyone else is whatever. And then as soon as the elevator doors open, alpha zombies, and this was gross.
They grab her head. One of them grabs her head and completely twists it around. So you can see the bone pops out.
Ugh.
And she's like all of a sudden facing him.
Yeah, it was tough.
But it was very quick.
It was very quick, and it was super cool. Like, it was a yeah. cool death.
So, Kate, when the building that they're in, the zombies start to, like,
mm-hmm.
filter out to attack them, essentially.
Yeah.
That's when she goes in to find her friend. Yeah. That happens, like, right before that, I think. I'm lost. Go ahead.
So at this point, like, Scott and Coyote are, like, going off.
Yes. Okay.
And trying to get out of there with Martin. Martin's there. And then Guzman, I think he took off too with that group. So it's just Vanderho and
there's a lot of shit Dieter. Going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So it's the safe guy and then the shoot 'em up guy.
Yes.
And they're, like, battling alpha zombies, like, left and right, whatever. And so then Zeus comes down and is like, fuck you guys, and battles Vanderho and just beats the shit out of him, essentially. And
yes.
Dieter, like, drags Vanderho into the safe and shuts him in the safe as Zeus is killing him. I really wanted, there were specific characters in this one that I wanted to live, and Dieter was one of them.
Dieter was also the typical nerd turns hero.
Yes.
Like, that's, he was the guy that was afraid of everything, and then, boom, sacrifices himself.
R.I.P. Dieter.
I do like the big raining money casino shootout.
Yes. This happens, so, Dave Bautista, Coyote, and Martin are going up through a ladder thing. All of these zombies are coming. Guzman's there. And Martin is first, which, why the fuck would you let him go first? I don't know. And he goes up through this grate and then, like, locks the grate on them.
But directly before that, Coyote is holding his duffel bag that has the queen's head. And then she picks up, like, a money counter.
It's a money counter.
And
yeah.
She's, like, weighing the back and forth. So you know that she replaced
absolutely.
The head with yeah. something equally as heavy. Ugh. So he thinks, like, haha, I'm locking you in. Fuck you guys.
Oh, shit.
And he's running away with a fucking money counter.
Yeah.
Hilarious. I thought that was hilarious.
And so at this point, Coyote has, like, a huge ass saw that they took with them.
Yeah.
And is sawing through the brick building behind, or through the wall behind the ladder to get out.
That's apparently a concrete saw. So it's for that.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Pat told me that.
Oh.
He's like, I use one of those at work.
Why would,
like,
they
it's nothing.
Why
I'm
would,
like,
they take a concrete saw?
To saw the crap out of all the zombies.
Yeah.
Didn't you see? That's in the intro.
It is in the intro. I liked it.
What's his name has a concrete saw?
I liked it too when they were, like, gathering all their supplies and the douchebag guard is, like, holding
douchebag
up the
one.
Saw and is like, oh, this is great. And Vanderho comes over and he's like, that's not for you.
Takes it and hands him a bunch of gas to carry. Like, here, you do this.
You do this.
Who is it? Is it Guzman that pulls the grenade pin?
Yes.
He gets taken out.
Yeah. They, at this point, they're up on the casino floor, like, battling all these zombies.
Yeah.
And Dave Bautista is, like, running on tables and stuff. It's a sweet scene. And Guzman gets attacked by zombies. All of this money is raining down. And he's just like, well, fuck. So he pulls the pin. Explosion with all of these zombies. Coyote and Scott leave.
And I think that's Martin, too.
Martin's not with them anymore.
Are you sure?
Well,
nope, you're right.
Okay.
He's not with him anymore.
So in comes Valentine. This is a great scene. If it's the next scene. Is it the next scene?
Does he get...
He gets, like, mauled to shit by Valentine.
Martin?
Yeah.
No, Martin kills Coyote first.
No, that's no. Zeus.
Zeus kills her.
That's, like, right at the end.
No, there's so much after that.
There is, but we're getting there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're, like, looking at me. You can go.
Okay. So, Martin...
This is, like, my notes are all over the place at this point because there's so much going on. There's I'm so trying much to watch it, right? And I can't stop it every 10 minutes when I'm watching it with other people. So...
Yeah. So, Martin thinks he's, like, living his best life, bolting out of the casino with the zombie head. He opens it to reveal the money counter, and he's just like, oh, shit, like, this sucks. And then all of a sudden...
Oh, shit.
All of a sudden...
Zoinks.
Valentine comes sauntering over and just, like, beats the shit out of Martin.
Well deserved.
And he's, like, laying there with his face all clawed up and all this bullshit. And then Valentine comes in and just, like, chomps his face right off, and you see it.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
It was so gross. But I was happy.
I want to know, so the other hotel that, like, Kate's in.
Yeah. I think that's the Olympus, because it has Zeus, like, standing out there.
That's what I said the first time.
Yeah, but I don't think where they were going to get the money was the Olympus.
I know.
Yeah.
The hotel that has all of the zombies in it was the Olympus.
Yes. Oh, that is what you said the first time?
Yeah.
I should pay attention.
How does that hotel have working elevators?
You know, I don't know. I think just, it's just...
Just wondered.
There are a lot of things.
But
it does.
Yeah. Zeus shows up and Coyote uses the queen's head to kind of, like, hold him off.
Yeah. At this point, too, because there's a little bit more, like, Kate found Geeta and they're, like, running out or whatever.
And another woman.
And the guard shows up. And he's alpha zombie now. And the guard bites the other woman, not Geeta. And then more zombies show up. And Dave Bautista is in there like, oh, my God, Kate. He doesn't say that. That was just me. And then he's, like, killing all these zombies, too. They wind up on the roof where Peters has finally, like, gotten the helicopter kind of working. I don't know.
That was off and on, too, through the whole film, was her working on it and being, like, super sarcastic.
I know that,
like,
I probably, like, missed a ton. But it's a 2.5 hour long movie, so.
We're going to miss a ton.
Okay.
We can't talk about every single thing that happens. Anyway, Kate is saved.
Kate's in the helicopter.
Yes.
What is her name? Coyote is out there, barters with Zeus with the queen's head. Zeus, like, he has a cape and, like, this mask that, covers
his
head.
He has this metal helmet so that...
If you're a good enough shot, you could shoot him right in the eye.
Right in the eye?
Yeah.
I was wondering, because they shoot at him, like, a zillion times, and they're all headshots. Like, not one
got in his eye.
Yeah.
Or just wait until he turns his head to, like, talk to the other... alpha or the other alphas and just shoot him.
I don't know. And I feel like we're saying alpha a lot when there's only one alpha. Like, they're not...
Is the queen... The queen is called alpha. And then Zeus is the main dude.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what, like, the fast zombies are. I thought they were called alphas.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, alpha is just, like, one.
Yeah. So I think it is just the queen. I think the queen's alpha.
Like, she runs the show.
Yeah.
As the alpha.
Yes. Yeah.
Not like, oh, there's 500 alphas.
I know, but, like...
One is in charge.
Like, alpha zombies would be, like, the top zombies.
I suppose.
Anyway, that's... But, yeah, and he has, like... A spear or something.
It looks like a piece of, like, rebar.
Yeah.
That he, like, spears her with.
So this part sucked. Alpha.
Big time.
Alpha. Coyote is standing there with a gun to the queen's head. And then Zeus just spears her right in the chest.
Yeah.
But then Coyote, like, reaches over and drops the queen's head and it smashes all over the place.
And it's disgusting.
It's gross. It's banana bits and, like, fake blood.
Banana bits?
That's how they did that, yeah.
I thought you just made that word up.
Banana. It's
it's banana bits.
It looks like chewed up banana, but it's actually what it is.
Oh. I thought you just made up a funny.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm, like, reading through my notes to make sure. Okay.
They all get on the helicopter.
Yeah, Kate.
The survivors.
Kate, Gita, Dave Bautista, and Peters are on the helicopter.
Yes.
I want... when he was going through and killing all of these zombies, I said, those zombies just got Dave Bautista'd.
Fucking dork. They all get in the helicopter, and just like in the nick of time, the city's getting bombed. It kind of reminded me of the end of the Crazies.
Yes.
Like, they just barely make it.
Well, and Zeus like jumps to the helicopter. So Zeus is in the helicopter with them too.
Probably should have mentioned that. Zeus is in the helicopter. They're like, him and Scott are fighting it out.
Yeah.
He bites Scott.
And that part is gross too. I hate it when they show something biting something else, and it looks like they're biting into a steak, and like, the person that does the biting, like, pulls up, and it's just, like, shredded meat. I'm like, ugh. Like, the scene in Suspiria with the dog, and, like, it just looks
gross.
That
looks gross. I agree.
And the same thing happens in this scene, too.
Yeah, he takes a big, like, bite out of him. The helicopter crashes. Here's me, like, summing up the last 10 minutes. Helicopter crash.
Helicopter crash. Everyone dead.
Everyone dead. No, everyone doesn't die yet. So, Scott gets bit. Scott shoots Zeus. You think, okay.
Everything's...
Helicopter crashes. Kate... Super
Everyone
upset.
Would have died.
She gets thrown from the helicopter.
Not even like a bloody nose or anything.
She's not limping. She's fine. She got thrown from the plane. They have to like say their sad goodbye.
Which I did fast forward through this part because I knew I would cry, and I was like, no, I'm not going to end this film crying.
Yeah, he hands her like a load of cash. To go get...
It's not a ton, but it's enough to, like, get the kids out of the camp. Like, Gita's kids. Because Gita died. Peter's dead.
Yeah. Everybody's dead.
Did you ever watch Frozen 2? When Olaf is talking about...
Yes! That's it. I went to the theater to see that with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's dead. It's very 30 Days of Night. She has to, like, say goodbye to her dad.
Yeah.
So she shoots him.
And then
him.
She shoots him.
Helicopter lands. What is that?
Oh, so she goes off into the sunset with the cash. Fast forward after the explosion, Vanderho comes out of the vault with all of this cash. And you're like, oh my God, that is so awesome. He lived.
It's great. Somebody survived.
Maybe he'll get in contact with Kate. They can, whatever.
No, what he did is he paid for a private plane.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, that's a privately owned plane. We can't give that to you. Like, and he just stacks money up and is like, here, I want that plane. So gets on a private plane. There's two, like, wait staff people. What are they?
Stewardesses.
Yeah. Well, it's not stewardesses.
Flight attendant.
Anymore. Flight attendant. Stewardesses is the old way.
Oh, well.
Flight attendant. So he's, like, talking with them, wants to do champagne
toast. He's fucked up, too, by the way. he just looks fucked up.
He doesn't look great. And then one of the flight attendants is like, you don't look so good. Like, what's your temperature? Because before you turn, your like temperature drops.
Yeah.
And he walks in the bathroom and he's kind of like checking himself over and the back of his arm is bit. And then the captain gets on and he's like, go back to your seats. We're now landing in Mexico City. The end.
I was pissed. I was pissed. I wanted him to live.
I wanted somebody. I guess Kate lives.
Kate lives, but like I could have.
I wasn't really attached to her
either. I wasn't attached to her. I was attached to Peters. I wish she would have lived. I wish Dave Bautista would have lived, but it. Okay. Spoiler alert for Bushwick. Just fast forward a couple seconds. He dies in Bushwick too, and it's horrible.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen that yet, but it really didn't spoil it for me.
Okay. But yeah, like it just made me angry that no one lives except Kate.
Well, okay. So this is probably getting really long.
What are we at, Mike? Okay.
Okay. We're within range.
Yeah. I think an hour to an hour and a half is usually within range. So.
So I liked it. I would recommend it. But it pulls in some.
It pulls in so from so many. Many
other films that it's kind of like, as I was watching it, I'm like, oh, that's like in Aliens. Oh, that's like in, you know, Dawn of the Dead. So if you're
a big film buff, I think you would really enjoy it because it would be fun to pick out.
And yeah, you have to go into it knowing that, though, I think.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I would probably watch it again.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice, different take on zombies because you always get either they're slow ones or they're fast ones. There's nothing in between.
And really?
I really liked it.
There's nothing in between.
I mean, there.
I Am Legend?
I know, but
what's the love story one?
Warm Bodies.
There's different ones there too.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm just saying. It's nice to see something different. Okay.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I wouldn't look at it as being different. I just
think it's a lot of everything. It's similar to everything you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Like the big wall around the city.
Yeah.
It's like World War Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World War Z was really good. We should do that one too.
We should.
Anyway, so if I would recommend it. You already said you would.
I would for sure.
If you like what you hear and want to know what we're going to be doing later on, whatever, we at this point don't really know what we're going to be doing.
We don't. So you know just as well as we do. Normally we have a list of ideas and this was the last on the list.
Yeah. but we'll post them on our website, which is /yourmoviereview.com, on our Instagram, which is /yourmoviereview, all one word, all lowercase. Yeah. And also on our Facebook page, which is /yourmoviereview. So thank you everyone for listening. We're getting some really good feedback from a lot of people that we know. So,
and it's really, it's really random.
Yes.
I'll check out your podcast. And I'm like, really?
Like what? That's cool.
Yeah, I like spoilers. Like, okay.
Yeah, and we're getting listens from all over the globe, which I think is super fun. Like Mike has all of the analytics and it's really cool to see where people are listening.
Yeah, Mike, did we forget anything?
That's it.
Cool. All right. Thank you everyone so much and have a great week, day, whatever is your thing.
All right. Bye.
Bye.